It was the first day we did the Gemara Parchasim Alom Manashtana. Right. What was that? Kuf Tazayin? Yeah, strange Gemara. Gemara says, what? Gemara says, my big nose, Rav Ma B'tchil Lev Vaz Gulamay Vasayinu, Shmulam Avar Mayinu. Right? So we said, according to the Rambam, that what does it mean? Avar Mayinu means, doesn't mean Avar the Avar Mayinu that got. Avar Mayinu means... What? That's right. So, according to Rambam, as of him, Maslam Adisha, Vadamil Farm, Mitzrayim, Vachola, Rosh, Gamalanu, Messiah, Benisim, Neflos, Shinasalanu, Vacharusainu, Vahu, Shiyidish, Murami, Avidov, Yachimakala Pasha. Right, that's exactly right. So, the Rambam learns that Shmuel and Shmuel says, Vadamil, he doesn't mean the Avadamil Nagara. He means what the Rambam says, that it means Arami Avidov. Right. Now we have a strange Gemara. Amalei Rav Nachman Dorav Dei Avda Amapik Le Amarei Lecheiros Yovel Le Kaspo Dahava My Boy Le Meimrale My Boy Le Meimrale Amalei Boy Le Duy Le Shvuchi. So he has Mishabeach the Adon. Amalei, so he said to him, Pachos Mila Manashtana. So the question is, what's got to do with Pachos Mila? What's got to do with Manashtana? What's got to do with Pachos Mila? Vada Meyinu. So this means Pachos Mila Vada Meyinu means that what? Means that he began with the, this means the other Avadim, the Avadim Yinu Yagar actually, the Machayev, which is Avadim Yinu, the Gula. Okay. So the question is, I mean, there's one more case like that. There's a Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Kadesh Vikir, Tanagas Vishalu, Abayav Yasukamad Rava, Chazakam Madli Taka Mikame, Amalo Dain Lokachlinen, Osukam Akri Taka Mikamon. Amale Rabba Patrasan Milama Manishtana. Alright? So over there, that's on Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis. So over there, we understand. What does it mean, basically? It means that's a Machlekes Roshonim. Whether it means that all you need is basically that you have Shailas Habain. The Shailas Habain has to demonstrate that the Yom is a Yom, that the Shini Halayla, right? So he said, yes, question. So it's a patrosin la manashtana. Means to say that you already demonstrated, that the child already demonstrated, you see, that he knows is a shina laila. So that's really, that's the manashtana. Now, his manashtana is a locha of shina laila. That's the Rambam. Rambam says that what? V'tzorach lasas shinu balayla zekedei shir bonu v'yishalu v'yomu manashtana alayla zemekol alaylos. I remember what we said. Now we saw you. So the question was what?
In Perek Ches, he says that the confidential. Then it says v'tzorei.
Yeah. So the manashtana, the Rambam is yeah. So first of all, we brought it right to the Rav, because that what that manashtana is not kashis, but it's really terutzim, because of the Gemara says. That the Gemara is Sakasha. Gemara says, Halal is a shtei pama, maskul lo rav, ato kol yomu la sagir la mitzvah la chad azim na. You can't do one tibu. Elo amar rav, ahor yitan, shul chal az einu no chayavim la tave la filu pama echas. Halal is a shtei pama. So you say, Allah chin chiyuv en mitzvah. So you can't say it's a shal zabain. I mean, you can't say shal zabain. So therefore, you see, that's the riot to the rav. Well, the rav said that the manashtan is not really kashas, it's really... It's terutzim. It's enunciations of Shini Alayla. That you see clear from the Gemara. Can't get out of that one. Okay. So the question is, but the Rambam's Manashtana seems to be on two levels. Because in Perek Zayin, Allah Gemara says, Tzorach Lasas Shini Balayla Zekadishi Yerban Yishlov Yom Manashtana Alayla Zemekal Leilos. That seems to be what? Seems to be a Sheila. And then in Perek Ches, what does he say? He says... He goes through the whole thing. So the answer is that both are true, basically. In other words, there's a halacha that, in other words, the halacha is that you must mention Shinui Halayla. That's halacha. You must mention Shinui Halayla. So the Sheila Sabain, that's what we said. We said that in the night of Pesach, you find yourself in a strange situation. Why? Because you must have Sheila Sabain in order to become the mitzvah. But the Bain himself is really putter, because it's a cotton, right? So how do you do it? So the answer is that you must do everything possible to evoke the Shelas HaBain so the Bain should see that, so the Bain should see that what? That it's at the Lila's Mishuna. You see? But that's according to Ram. That's what Ram says in Perek Zion. It says, So it means to say that the halacha is that it's a strange halacha, strange chiyuv mitzvah, because the chiyuv mitzvah is to answer the bain, but the bain has no chiyuv to ask. So therefore, the Rambam says the chiyuv is to do everything possible to evoke the shelas habain. But what is the essence of the shelas habain? What is the essence of the Shelas HaBain? The essence of the Shelas HaBain is that he must notice that tonight is different. Shinui HaLeila. That is really the essence of Shelas HaBain. So therefore, the Rambam, that's how Rambam is going on. And that's what Rambam says further. It says, Ein lo bain ishto shol aso. Ein lo isha shol en zel azeh. Zeh zeh, manishtana laila zeh. Hafil kolon hachomim. Hoi levad shol aso, manishtana laila zeh. So it means to say that you must have a shayla binageya to what? To shinui alayla. Correct? Binageya to shinui alayla. So that's what the Gemara means according to Ram Kuftas of Amez Patrasulam Manashtana. Means now we don't have to ask each other Manashtana. I don't have to ask any shaylas because the Bain already, that's the Manashtana of the Bain. That the Bain already asked the shayla. So that's it. Okay? But the second manashtana is the manashtana of the Korea HaGadah, where the Korea HaGadah, like the Rav said, enunciates the Chiyuve HaLaila. It means there's two halachas in the manashtana in the Shinya HaLaila. One halach in Shinya HaLaila is the Bei Masses Kishayla, that makes it clear that he recognizes Shinya HaLaila. Okay? That's one manashtana. The other manashtana is a halacha that the Korea HaGadah must enunciate the mitzvahs halayla, show the shinui halayla through the mitzvahs. That's the Rambam Perek Ches. So when the Gemara says kvar patrasim alam manashtana, it means the first manashtana. It means the manashtana of she'ela insofar as what of she'ela, the manashtana of she'ela insofar as demonstrating that the layla is mishuna. That's in Perek Zion. Yeah, I understand. In other words, the manashtana of she'ela. The manashtana, the shayla, must be a shayla that shows that there's a shinui. Right? That's the halacha in Perek Zion. So that's what the Rambam learns. Just one manashtana. Taisus disagrees because Taisus holds that it's not enough. That the shaylas habain must also involve halacha. Must also involve halacha. Okay? Yeah. But it comes out very good. It comes out really, I mean, now I see it even more clearly. In other words, there's two manashtanas. That's correct, exactly. The manashtana in Aga is not the manashtana in the bank. Sometimes everybody makes a mistake because everybody takes the manashtana. They have the kid ask the manashtana. That's not the manashtana of the Shelas HaBain. The manashtana of the Shelas HaBain is it has to be a spontaneous question. Taisus, the only thing Taisus disagrees with the Rambam is because Taisus maintains that the Shelas HaBain must involve mitzvahs. It's not enough if he just says a shinui. Ram disagrees. Ram holds that it's enough to have a shinui. Okay, so basically there's two manashtanas. That's what comes out of this. There's two manashtanas. The manashtana of Shelas HaBain, and then there's a locha that after the Shelas HaBain and the Bain knows that it's shinui, now the Korei HaGadah must enunciate the shinui. The shinui, the kedusha salayla, really the kedusha salayla. Shinui means kedusha. The kedusha salayla through the mitzvahs. That's the manashtana that's in the Haggadah. So everybody made a mistake. They thought the manashtana of the Haggadah is the same manashtana of Shelas HaBain. So they told the kid to practice the manashtana, but that's exactly that's wrong. The manashtana of the Shelas HaBain is a spontaneous manashtana. But that's not enough. Now the Korei HaGadah must come back and must express in detail the shinui halayla and the special kedushas halayla that the mitzvahs halayla really that is made up is constituted through the mitzvahs halayla. Okay. That's right. This is not. It means even Chachamim Gedolim must ask questions that the answer that reflect Shini Alayla. Must be questions that the answer is going to be Shini Alayla.
That's what it means.
Yeah, I mean, Shaul Atzmah could also be a real question. You have to think about a real question. Okay, so that's one. So that's one Kvar Patras from Lama Anishtan. That's Kuf Tes Vav and Beis. But now the Gemara Kuf Tes Zayin Amad Aleph is very difficult. Why? Because the Gemara says over there that Rav Nachman said to Dor Rav Day, what did he say to him? He said, Rabba the Mapik Avdel Cheros is what? Is what do you do for him? So it says that is boy Ladu Shruche, right? So it says Kvar Patras from Lama Anishtan. So what's that got to do with Shini Alayla? Nothing with Shini Alayla at all. So as a double Lomar, so we wanted to say that what the Gemara means over there is that the halacha is there is a seder advarim. Halacha is a seder advarim. In other words, let's say for instance you forgot to say manashtana and you did the agada. Could you go back later and say manashtana alayla zemikol alaylos if the sipur? So the answer is no. The answer is you can't. Why? Because there's a Seder at Varim. And the Seder over here is going to be Ma'akev. Once you go through the whole Nisman of Flows, so then you can't go backwards and start again with Manashtana. Because that's already, you already mentioned the essence of the night. Right? So that's what that Gemara means in Kufta Zayin Ralph. Kvar Patrasam Miloma Manashtana. Since he asked me the question, what is he supposed to do? So it says, Boila Dula Shvuchi. So that's what the Rashbam says. What does Rashbam say? Rashbam says, Hischalama Vadim Gamma Gada Beshev Vadar Kloma Kain Asalana Kodesh Baruch Hu Sheyino Avadim Vatsiyana Misham. In other words, once you start already with Sipur, so then you can't go backwards into Manashtana. So that's what the Gemara means. Patrasa means that the word pata means to take leave. Shas patirasa lama. So I mean now we already have, you've taken leave of the manashtana already. You passed it already. Now we have to go. Since he asked the question, it has to do with Haggadah and Sipur. So that's the end of manashtana. That's what we interpret that Gemara. Of manashtana shnei laila. Yeah, Sheila Sabain, you can't involve Sheila Sabain, that's Allah Mada Raisa. Yeah, no, right, the Manashtana Sheila Sabain, you can't get rid of, but the Manashtana of the Kore HaHagadah, you can get rid of that way. In other words, the second, they say there are two, basically what we're saying is that there's two Manashtanas. There's the Manashtana, no, it's Manashtana's Allah of Shini Alayla, but Shini Alayla has two forms. One form of Shini Alayla is that the Sheila Sabain must revolve around Shini Halayla. Okay? That's one. The second Manashtan is the Kore HaGadah has to formulate exactly what the mitzvahs Halayla are that demonstrate this Shino. So that's why, so over here where it says Kvar Patras Milam Manashtana, that means the second Manashtana. Second Manashtana, now we don't have to say. Why? Because since you started already in Sipur, that's what the Rashbam says. Sheila Sabain you still can't get rid of, because that's Kishol Chavincha, that's the Raisa. But the second Manashtana, the Manashtana of what? Of the Kore HaGadah, where he formally enunciates the Shinu Halayla, that one you'll be putter if you started in Sipur, because you can't go backwards. Yeah. The problem is the term manashtana. The problem is that why people misunderstand, because the term manashtana got mixed up. In other words, everything's manashtana. Manashtana just stands for Shini Halayla. It's a generic term. But then there's two components. There's the Sheila Sabain must revolve around Shini Halayla, and also the Kore HaGadah is Halacha the Kore HaGadah. That the Kore HaGadah must actually formally enunciate fully what the Shini Halayla is, are their mitzvahs. That's the problem. The problem is manashtana. See, that's what the Ram says. You take a look at the Ram. It says, Yishlu v'yomer manashtana lazam kalalelos. Okay? And then he says, v'omakar, manashtana lazam kalalashim kalalelos and in a matbilan. The answer is there are two manashtanas. Two manashtanas. What? Kanaben Shaul. That's right. Yep. The Kanaben Shaul. That's right. That's right. That's the Gemara. Gemara means from Patros, not Mashtana, means you don't have to do anything else. That's what the Rambam is. You don't have to do anything else. Right? He asked the question that demonstration. That's enough for Pata. Right. We got to Levincha. We said it's not Bas. Rambam always says Bain, because there's Allah of Talmud Torah on Leil Pesach, but the Talmud Torah is the Talmud Torah that has a dimension of halachic Mesorah. Halachic Mesorah is only Bain. Because the whole, because we said that was we mentioned that Geulah is Machayev, not just in directing your energies to the proper area, but it's Machayev in setting up the next door as well. So it's a Chiv Mesorah. Bain is a Lach of Mesorah. Bas is not a Lach of Mesorah. Doesn't mean you can't talk to the Bas. I mean, you know, it doesn't mean she can't participate in the. She can participate in terms of the. In terms of Sipurvas and Nisvan Flos. It's a Kim Sipurvas and Nisvan Flos. But you have the friendship between the Yechayuvim. But the guy at the is only Bank. It's only the Halach Mesar. Halach Mesar is only Vishnantum Levanecha. And the Vishnantum Levanecha is. The Matam Mesar is Benechem Velobenesechem. Yeah. Yeah, we mentioned that the chiyuv would be any yisori ados, any yisori ados would certainly be part of the chiyuv. And what point you putter? You putter once the child reaches the age where he himself is in a position that he can give over the Masara. Then you putter. That's the putter as far as the bain is concerned. What? Yes. Then we went into a separate thing. Okay, that was one thing that we mentioned. That I found the Girsa, the Taman of Girsa, corroborates what we said in Shir, namely that the Shelas have been the Torah is talking universally, but the night of Pesach is a separate halacha. They got to Levincha. It's a separate halacha of Masorah. So that's what it says. That's what text the Shelas have been really is in Dvarim. The Shelas Bein Chacham is in Dvarim. So he's just saying that's a universal phenomenon. If the child is, what's going on with the Torah? But on that night, you must answer him in the framework of Hilchos HaPesach. So that's why it says, Va'af ato emolo kehilchos HaPesach. Emach tinach HaPesach ha'afikoma. I mean, so I guess it's kehilchos HaPesach. But really, it should have been kehilchos HaPesach. Like that halacha. Let's give you an example of an halacha. Of emach tinach HaPesach ha'afikoma. So it says the gears of the Tamanim was really kehilchos HaPesach, not kehilchos HaPesach. It's an interesting thing. And, okay. Yeah. Could be, I mean, according to our Girsa, could be either it was a mistake, someone put in the Yochas Pesach, or else you could say that Ein Maftir Nachat Pesach Afikaman has a lot of halachas. It's not such a simple thing. Kehilchas a Pesach, a lot of halachas involved in Ein Maftir Nachat Pesach Afikaman. Okay, could be.
Yeah.
The next thing was that we made an interesting discovery. That is with regard something which most people, I mean, naturally you misconstrue. Because if somebody asks you what is Kol Shlomo Shlosh Varma Pesach Leyaste Havaso, Veilei Pesach Matzah Mar, right? So the question is, which one would you say represents the Geula the most? So they say Pesach, because Pesach was the thing that brought about the Geula, correct? Because that was the thing. What? Why did the Mitzrim send out the Jews? Why? Because of Makas Bacharos. So in Korban Pesach, right? Korban Pesach was Makas Bacharos. A Pesach abate bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim, but no pas Mitzrayim was b'tenu hitzil, right? But it's an interesting thing. But if you look at it carefully, you see it's not really true. Because it says Al She Pesach Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So it really is Hatzolah. So Korban Pesach really is Hatzolah. It's not Geula, it's really Hatzolah. It's an interesting, I mean, that's what it says. So that's an amazing thing. You don't think of it that way. You see? You don't think of it that way. So we say, why is it so? Because really, Korban Pesach. You see, Korban Pesach is a halacha. What was the idea of Korban Pesach? The idea of Korban Pesach was that they removed Mishchu Kulach and Tzon, they removed their energies from Avodah Zarah, and they invested their energies in mitzvah. You see? And the gzera was on every bias. The gzera was because the Malach HaShari said to God, what do you mean? Halolo of Devar Zarah, Lolo of Devar Zarah. What are you saying? These are the Devar Zarah more than the others. So the answer was Korban Pesach. That Mishchu, these people can remove themselves from Avodah Zarah and they can invest their energies in Tzon Shel Mitzvah, in Halacha. So therefore, the Korban Pesach represents. The whole Korban Pesach represents the investment of a human being's energies into the framework of mitzvah and halacha and chachma. Yiddish Hashem, basically. You see? So that's why that's what it means, that really the gzera was on everybody. That's why you have pidyon. Why do you have pidyon b'char? Where is that pidyon b'char for? I mean, God wanted the Jews to go free, so he brought a mak on all the b'char and Mitzrayim, and we went free. Right? What's this pidyon haben? The answer is, that's really the idea of pidyon haben. Pidyon haben means that the concept of pidyon haben means that really we were all chayav misa because we're all of Avdei Avodah Zarah, and the only reason that we escaped was because of the fact that we were able to take our energies and invest them in the world of Chachmas Hashem, in the world of ideas, and then Korban Pesach and Hilchas HaPesach. So that's really what Pesach stands for. That's why we explain the Rambam says that matzah and perik is a steer in Ram. Ram perik zayin says matzah is l'shem shenigal, and Allah had perik zayin l'cha hey. And in perik ches, where he brings down the whole thing over there, so he says that Pesach is l'shem also shema, and then when it comes to l'shem ma, and the the Rambam gives l'shem also, and he says. What are called matzah zushanochel mashem mashem shlishu b'seim shavas in lahachmitz, right? So how come in Perek Zayin he says Hashem shenigalu and Perek Ches he says Hashem shlo hispik? What's the reason? So the answer is because in Perek Zayin he's speaking about the fundamental principles. That's Rav Chaim would say both. The Mestavi should say both. But it means say that the real that what represent of those three things, what represents geula is really matzah, not Pesach. Pesach is a different concept. Matzah morer is avdus, and matzah is gula, and Pesach is the reason why you are zocha to the gula. You're zocha to the gula because mishchu, you remove yourself from avodah zarah, and you took tzon shel mitzvah. So that's really, it's an amazing, that's why those three things, that really is basically, that's the whole of Yadis, it's summed up in those three mitzvahs, basically. That a person basically is in a state of avdus. A person basically is in a state of avdus. Some kind of whatever it is, paro or whatever. But that doesn't matter. He's always in a state of avdus. The geula, matzah is geula. And the geula is really to come take place through Pesach. Pesach is really the whole key of the geula. Then we mentioned that there is a, I mean, there are a lot of facets to the mitzvah. It's multifaceted. For instance, by matzah means that they vayovs a butzik asher tzimim mitzrayim, ugos matzas kilo chometz. So it represents the fact really that they turned their backs on the they could have really stayed in Mitzrayim. So why did they make a deal to stay? I mean, now they were recognized. So that was really what the pasuk says, "Lechtech achar b'minbar baris lo zerua," that they left the civilization of Mitzrayim as advanced as it was, the most advanced civilization in their time, and then had all the luxuries, the most luxurious lifestyle, and they went after God in the midbar to receive the Torah. So matzah basically, matzah is multifaceted, but that's gula. That's the concept of gula. But geula without Pesach is nothing. Because a person can reject a luxurious lifestyle, but it's not going to last unless you have some place to put your energies into. So geula without Pesach simply doesn't work. So that's why you have the three. So it is geula gives a person the opportunity to exercise the bechira properly. That's matzah. But Korban Pesach was when they really did it. That's the chag. Pesach is really being saved from the decree. Really, was on everybody, Egyptians, Jews. The only thing that saved us was the mishvu, the mitzvah, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Oh yeah, that's right. Oh, that was perfect. And then we raise just a question on Chumash and Rashi, because it says like this. It says one Rashi says that v'lo yevochem negef. Negef lahashkes. Where's that pasuk? That's pasuk Gimel. Voyadom lachem laosel abatim shatem shem risadom v'sachti aleichem v'lo yivachem negif lamashkes ba'akosi beres Mitzrayim. Okay, so that's the what do you call it, the Dama Pesach. Okay, now Rashi says lo yivachem negif aval hovehu b'Mitzrayim harei shehoya mitzri b'veisa shel Yisrael yochol yimoleit. If the Egyptian went into the house of the Jew, you think he'd escape. Tamalon v'lo yivachem negev. Aval hova b'mitzri shabbatechem. Haresha Yisrael b'veso shal mitzri. If the Jew was in the house of the mitzri, shomayani yilke kamoso. So I think that he'll have the same fate as the Egyptian. Tamalon v'lo yivachem negev. Okay? So it seems it didn't matter, really. It wasn't the magical thing of being in this house. Okay? It was the one that's in the kind of mitzvah. The one that's involved in the mitzvah. The house is where the halacha was. Korban Pesach requires a bias. But if he went out of the bias, nothing's going to happen to him. Okay? So that's one Rashi. The next Rashi says like this. The Rashi that was Yud Beis Gimel. Rashi in Yud Beis Chof Beis. So, Kachtam Gudu says, Ov, you got the Mashiach Hashem says, Vatem lo seitzu ishmi pesach beis ad boker. You shouldn't get out of your house till the morning. So Rashi says, Magid me'achash nidin rishus l'mashchus l'chabal enem afim me'tov l'ra. Me'tzak l'rasha. So there would seem to say that if the Jew left his house, so he's going to get killed, because once the mashkos has a rishus, he doesn't differentiate between the tzaddik and rasha, right? So he said no. He said the rashi talked about two different things. One thing was with regard to the makas b'choros. That was pasuk yigimel, perik beis pasuk gimel. Which means that the makas b'choros only took place on those that weren't involved in the mitzvahs. Okay? So that means the Egyptians. Right? Yeah, interesting. So he said that's one thing. And that didn't matter where you went. But then there was another halacha, v'atem lo seitzu ish mipesach beis ad boker, was a halacha that he, because he says, nighttime is a dangerous time. Kivim shenit reshus l'chabel enem afchem bein tzadik l'rasha, v'layla reshus l'machablem ho. Nighttime is a dangerous time. What it meant to say was that they shouldn't think that now they have special protection. That since they're doing the mitzvah, so now they're endowed with special protection, and they can go in a dangerous situation in nighttime where you don't know where you're walking out, and in those days, I mean, it's danger of animals at nighttime. So they shouldn't think that because they're doing the mitzvah, now they have the special protection, now they're invincible. To this night, they can do anything they want. That's equally absurd. The whatever God said, that's it. Whatever the Navi said, only insofar as Makas Bacharas. That Makas Bacharas, the mitzvah, will protect you from Makas Bacharas, but it's not giving you supernatural kind of powers. That if you put yourself in danger from another danger, you're going to get killed. So that was basically, as I said, that's the answer, Rashi. Atam lo seitzu ish mipesach beis ad boker. He says, "L'kachtam gur seizov." So the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is very nice, but v'atam l'seitz ish pesach v'esal bugger. Don't think because of that you can just put your life in danger and you're going to escape. That's not going to help you. Okay, so similarly to Rambam Amar Nevuchim says, because Rambam Amar Nevuchim says a similar idea. He says that what was the reason. Yeah, the Rambam says that the reason why they weren't allowed to break the bone, he says, was because they'll chew on the bones and then they'll be stragglers, and they won't go out together. So it had to be b'chipazon. That's what Chacham said, b'chipazon. He said because they didn't want them to get involved in a kind of eating that people will delay. So he said, what is that? And we said the same concept. It means to say that only that which the Navi told them would help them, that was the limit. But if they're going to think that now we don't have to use rationality, and people, when they escape, we don't have to stick together in order to protect ourselves, but stragglers will be protected automatically, just some kind of immunity, he said that's connected to Torah. That's equally against Torah. That person must always use the Chachma. But if the Navi says with regard to this, it's limited to that, but not extended to anything else. So you see, Rashi and Rambam, the same basic idea. We said v'atam lo seitzu ish pesach beis ad boker. There are two things. First of all, you shouldn't think that you have automatic immunity. Nothing's going to happen. That's number one. But two, it also would diminish from the manifestation of the nace if Jews would die. That's correct. That's so there was an additional thing. The person person has an obligation to save their life sometimes, just not just for themselves, but also for others, in terms of the demonstration of the nes. Oh, first of all, it says the blood on the maskil was not on the outside, Rashi says. It was inside. Because it says, where does Rashi say that? Yeah. The Reisi es Adam, Reisi es Adam says, Hakol Gola Lefonov. Elo Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Nosin Eni Es Einai Liros She'atem Asukim B'mitzvosai U'foseach Ani Aleichem. And Vohoyadom Lachem Los. So Rashi says, Lachem Los V'lo Lachem Los. Mikan Shelo Nosin Adam Elo Mi B'fnim. They only put the blood on the inside, because on the outside it would look like a magical kind of protection. The protection was simply the being involved in the mitzvah. And the reason why you had to have the dam, we learned the Mishnah, and that was the next day. The reason why you had to have the dam is because the Pesach that you do with Doros is modeled after the first Pesach. In other words, you could not have Certain mitzvahs came about in Matan Torah, and they start from there. But the mitzvah of Pesach is to do that mitzvah of Pesach which was done in Mitzrayim. So it has to. That was the model for all times. You couldn't have a carbon Pesach if there were no Pesach Mitzrayim. It was to repeat the Pesach Mitzrayim. So Pesach Mitzrayim had to have Zrika. The essence of every carbon is Zrika. Without Zrika, there's no carbon. So there was no Mizbeach. So the Zrika was on the Zrika Saddam was on the Mashko. But later, when the Torah was given, that same Zrika was converted into Zrika on Mizbeach. So that's why there had to be Zrika Saddam. That's right. The bias functioned at that time as a substitute for the base of Bechira, because you see that they had to take the set on the fourth day. And the Rambam says, why? Because lakuach. Because the halacha is that whenever you take a carbon, it must be, they put it, you have to put the tleh in lishkas hatloyim. In lishkas hatloyim for 4 days. So why? Because the halacha is that when you take a carbon, you can't just take an animal off the street. The animal must come from an address. The address must be in the migdash. That's the lishkas hatloyim. So that's halacha and carbon. That the carbon must come from a makom alishka, okay? So actually in Mitzrayim, it was no base of mikdash, but they had to take the seh 4 days in advance for the same reason. The bias was really the makom mikdash. So it had to be in other words, any animal that's used for a carbon has to be a lakuach. It's a lach of lakicha. Has to be lakuach from a certain makom. Can't just take an animal off the street and put it in and bring it to the mikdash. It's not the arkav. It has to come from a certain place. So that's why it has to be. So everything that was done in Mitzrayim was really modeled. You didn't have the mikdash, so that was that's called a ras shah. A ras shah gave certain properties to certain things, but these things were later. And when you had the mikdash and the mishkan and the mikdash. So these things were later, transformed into, standardized and transformed into a system of mikdash. But the origin is Mitzrayim. So basically, every time you have the carbon Pesach, it's really reliving. I mean, that's why the carbon Pesach is a reliving of the original carbon in Mitzrayim. It's reliving the original carbon, but transformed into a. Into a systematized kind of situation with the mikdash. Yeah, you'll explain. Leil shimurim rachas min hamazikin, that's something different. Leil shimurim min hamazikin, that's like the Miri says, that you say Krishna Lamita is to protect from mazikin. He says mazikin is deus mishavshos, bad ideas. That's what really is mazik a person. So Leil Shimurim, that's why it was Leil Shimurim, because they invested their energies into mitzvah. That's not going to, yeah, why? At any rate, okay, let me just do this. The thing is that when you take a look at the Gemara and Brachos stuff, Testament Aleph, find an interesting thing. It says, how late can you eat the carbon Pesach? So you have Machlokes Tanayim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayin, Rabbi Kiva. So So according to Balazman, according to, so it says it's Sanger. Valvas Basa Balaila Hazeh, so Balazman Isaiah, Omer Nemakam Balaila Hazeh, and Emelo Halam Vavati Bratzman Balaila Hazeh. Malahal not Chatzos, Avkanav Chatzos. In other words, Marcus Bechorus was at Chatzos. So he says, the carbon must be eaten up to that point of Marcus Bechorus. That's where Balazman Isaiah learned. Okay? And Rabbi Kiva says no. Amalar Rabbi Kiva Valok Varnema Bechipazon, Vachalt Maso Bechipazon, with haste, achas chipazon. The implication is, he says, the implication is until they actually left Mitzrayim. Okay, until they actually left Mitzrayim, which was all night long. And it makes a difference, la lacha makes a difference, bizvan azeh, with regard to matz, actually. Because if you hold like Rabbi Kiva, you eat matz all night. If you hold like Rabbi Lozman Azayah, so matz is equal to Pesach, so therefore you can only eat matz till chatzos. That's why we try to do it quickly. Okay, so the... So then the Gemara says a little further like this. Okay. So of course the question immediately arises. It's a strange kind of phenomenon. Why? Because it says, over the head they eat it, they ate a bechipazon, like they're in a rush, and masnechem chagurim, nalechem raglechem akelchem biyetchem, right? And according to Blazim and Isaiah, this is like before 12 o'clock. Then they have 6 full hours to wait until they go out in the morning. It's a strange kind of thing. Right? And even according to Rabbi Akiva, okay, according to Rabbi Kiva, he says a little better. I mean, they had the whole night, so you wanted them to eat bechipazon for the stragglers, maybe so like the Rambam says. But still strange. I mean, what's this rush? And you have a whole night to do it. Okay. So, right. So now, if you take a look at the Gemara a little further, it's interesting when you really investigate what actually happened to it. Gemara says like this. Gemara says that... Everybody holds the Gula came at nighttime. Shenemar says Atziyach Hashem Lakechem Mitzrayim Loila. It was nighttime. Ukeshiyatzu, but when they left, Layatzu Ola Bayom. Shenemar Memarchos Apesuk Yatzu Bneso Biyod Rama. So Rashi explains that what does it mean that everybody holds that when they go Balayla? So Rashi says that means they were given permission to leave. Okay, that Shenigulu Balayla. It means that they were given permission, that the Rishus was given to them at nighttime. Okay, but when did they actually leave? They left in the morning. Now, so what is the Machlokas? Al men echlaku. What was the Machlokas? Al shas chipazon. Rav Lozman Azayah sovar my chipazon in Mitzrayim. So Rav Lozman Azayah says that what does it mean when it says chipazon? It means the chipazon of the Egyptians. That the Egyptians, as soon as Marcus Bacharis took place, so they immediately came and try to force the Jews out because they wanted to stop the Makkah. Rabbi Kiva Sava, my chipazon to Israel. It means the haste of the Jews, that the Jews, when the Jews left, and that was in the morning. So Rashi says, lo shamu lahem lotzei said boker. They didn't listen to the Egyptians to leave until the morning. I think it's an amazing thing. Amazing thing. So what do you see from this? You see an interesting thing in it. You see that was really the demonstration of Cheres. You see, the demonstration of Cheres was that we weren't kicked out of Mitzrayim. We left only when the halacha allowed us to go. It's an amazing, amazing thing. So that's the geula came at nighttime. Because once they tell you to get out, that's the geula. You don't need, in terms of a person's feelings, that's it. He knows he's free. That's it. They're begging him to get out. So that was, but the Yetziah was only Bayom. Because had they simply reacted to the Egyptians throwing them out, that wouldn't be Cheres. That wouldn't be a demonstration of Cheres. So it's a strange phenomenon. Well, at first, when they said that they came to Pharaoh and said, we want to go to Nizbuchal Hashem Lakeda, we have to go 3 days. He said, no, you can't go. No, we have to go. It's Allah, we have to go. Nah, you can't go. Now, he tells them, get out. Can't. Not a problem. Allah says we can't go. That's an amazing thing. But it's, you see, that's why the Jew really was transformed from an avdus to cheres, and through the halacha, because if he would have been kicked out of Mitzrayim, he would have, the mentality of the eved would still be there. It's chased out. You don't chase us out. Now we have halacha. We have to stay. We determine when we leave. Halacha was spoken. It's an amazing concept. Exactly. You don't want para. You don't want a human being to dictate your destination, your destiny. So he said, therefore, they said that the time of departure, we will determine the time of departure. That's bylus. And that's what it means. That's what it means, lo yechretz kal v'shono. Lo yechretz kal v'shono simply means that they went out with dignity. There wasn't a chased out. Every aspect of the yitzia had to be perfect. I mean, that's why you see that everything was designed to take a human being, transform him into a different kind of a person, who is a person of chachma and invest their energies in Torah and chachma and mitzvahs, and the cheres revolves around then they're a self-determining human being.
That's the true Ben Chara.
So that's what we said, that the basic halacha and lachalta mosa b'chipazon wasn't really so much a practical thing. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it was before chatzos. But it meant to say the lachalta mosa b'chipazon means that the achilas ha-pesach, the mitzvah halayla, the yitziyah had to be tied to the mitzvah halayla. Wasn't a practical thing. And at first sight, when you see them say, oh, it sounds like they're ready to go. But really, when you look at the psukim carefully, you see even the semantics of the pasuk is not saying that you're going to be running out in the middle of the suda. It just says, this is a kocha soch loso. Masnechem chagurum nalechem raglechem makelchem biyed. V'yechem achalkan soch v'chipazon. Pesach u l'arashem. It means that your yitziyah must be tied to this mitzvah. It was a link between the yitzia and the mitzvah, so that's why that's the halacha of the masnechem chagurim was really not a practical thing; it was really a philosophical thing. Again, basically, that the whole yitzia can only take place through the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Same idea. The cheres only comes back through the mitzvah. That really is what a cheres is. You know, that's good too. Rabbi Meir wanted to say that the thing is that the fact that it was masnechem chagurim nalechem raglechem means that they were already out. It means that they weren't being kaveh asuda in Mitzrayim. They were already out. It was a suit of gula. That's correct. That makes sense. Okay. I just want to mention our pshata was with regard to masnechem chagurim is, there are many things that could be, many ideas. I mean, in one halachic situation. But our concept, the concept that we were bringing out was that the Pesach Mitzrayim had to be tied to Yetziah. That's the concept that we were bringing out. It had to be tied to Yetziah. Misnechem chagurim nalechem ralechem akalchem miyedchem. The concept was that is the essence of what is responsible for the Yetziah. So it had to be eaten in a manner which tied it to Yetziah, which was masnechem chagurim nalechem braglechem makelchem biyedchem. Okay. Now, I mean, there are other ideas also there, but this is insofar as our shiur was, that's we revolved around this point. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now the thing is like this: that the this was one question that all the time that I heard the Rav giving shiur, there was one svara that he said that I never really understood. It seemed to me to be a violation of the very derech and approach of learning, which to put it plainly, it was an answer I didn't expect to hear from the Rav. I mean, So I'd like to take up that kasha now, and I think I have an answer for it. Okay, kasha is a Rambam is Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Ches Halacha Tes. Where he talks about the Afikam. He says, "V'achkach nimshach b'suda v'ochem ma'akom ma'asherotz alecho v'shoshe kom ma'asherotz alishtos u'bachrona ochel mipsar pesach achilas kezayis v'enetar ma'achrav klal u'bizman hazeh ochel kezayis matzah v'enetar ma'acharei klam." So nowadays he eats matzah and he's not time anything afterwards. Kadesh yiyah hefsek sudaso v'tam b'sar pesach ha'matzah b'fiv. Shachilasam Yemet. He says, in order that the conclusion of the Suda should take place with the taste of the either the Psar Pesach in the time of the bias, or the matzah in our time, she'achilasan hi'a mitzvah, because the eating these things are the mitzvah. Okay. So he means to say that the halacha is that the hefsek suda must be tied with achilas shel mitzvah. Okay, achilas shel mitzvah. Okay. So of course, I mean, that itself is something which is a strange kind of halacha. I mean, it's a strange kind of halacha. It's all right. I mean, if that's the halacha, that's the halacha. It sounds more like a representation. I mean, it doesn't sound like a solid halacha. I mean, basically, it sounds more like a tamei mitzvah. I mean, it doesn't seem to fit into the category of the usual rigid halachic structure. I mean, aim after a pesach avikam in itself is a funny kind of halacha. Okay. That's one thing, but the question that the Rav was dealing with is, why is it that bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, you can't conclude with matzah? Because the Rambam says that bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, how do you conclude? You conclude it with Pesach, and bizman hazeh you conclude with matzah. Why? In order shehei hefsek achilasa v'tama matzah v'pesach b'fiv shachilasa ni ha-mitzvah. So anything which is achilasa ni ha-mitzvah, that's good enough. So bezman shebeis hamikdash kayam, you should be able to conclude with the matzah also. It should be either or. It should be bezman that says only matzah because you don't have Pesach, and bezman shebeis hamikdash kayam, it should be either Pesach or matzah. But why does the Rambam hold that bezman shebeis hamikdash kayam, you have to be mafsik bedafka with what? With Pesach only, and not with matzah. Apparently, the matzah wouldn't be yotzei. Why not? No. So the Rav at that shir, what the Rav said was, because the ikar hamitzvah is still Pesach. Why? Because you see that matzah and maror is a kiyum in the Pesach. That's what the Rav said. So you see that Pesach has priority. The only question there is on that answer is, that's good insofar as the mitzvah of achilas haPesach is concerned, that matzah and maror are kiyum in Pesach. In terms of the derech halimud, I mean, in terms of derech halimud, you can't say it's an ikker. I mean, it sounds like a drush answer. It's an ikker. What do you mean? The fact is that there's two mitzvahs asay. One mitzvah under one mitzvah asay matzah subordinated to Pesach, but under another mitzvah, berev terech lematzis, it stands on its own. So the kasha still returns. So why can't you conclude the suda either with matzah or with Pesach? Correct? Shachilasan hi mitzvah means that these things are objects which are involved in a maisa ha-mitzvah of achila.
But not right now.
How could it be? If you yotze, if you were yotze matzah already, how could you mekayim matzah twice? The Rambam holds he was yotze matzah already. Where he says, no? So that's the mitzvah of matzah. The Rambam does not hold from substitutes. The Rush came up with the idea that the matzah could be converted into Pesach. Rambam doesn't hold like that. Rambam holds matzah. So what I want to say is I want to bring in something else that Rav one time said. Rav Montan said that he always thought when Rav Gamliel Omer Koshel Omer Shosh Dvar Mel Pesel Yotzei Lechavaso, it means that you're not Yotzei the Kiyum of Agada unless you explain the mitzvah Salayla. Okay. Yeah. By the way, before I go into that, I mean there is something else that is strange. I mean, let me backtrack a second. All right. So the answer you could give from the technical halachic method of learning is, I'll tell you why Pesach is better. Because Pesach is much as every time you eat Pesach, there's a kiyum. Because the Pesach has to be a dover hanechal. So therefore, the Pesach is superior to matzah because it's a chefza, which comes under two frameworks. It's a maisa, it's a chovas gavra, and it's a kiyum in the chefza as a dover hanechal. So that's why Bisman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, Pesach takes priority over matzah. You could say that answer. Okay? You could say that answer. I think we one time did say that answer. At that time, the Rav did not say that answer. The Rav said, nope, it's the Ikar HaMitzvah Salayla still is Pesach. And he was struggling to prove it, but that's what he held ultimately. Okay? I could be, it seems to me, the reason why the Rav said that was because if you look at Lashon Ram, he says, Shachilosan hi ha-mitzvah. So even if you're going to say there's a greater kiyum in Pesach, because it's a double thing, okay, fine. But why can't you be yaitzeh? Achilosan hi ha-mitzvah, still, you should be able to do it. If you did it with matzah, should also be yaitzeh. I mean, it's achilosan hi ha-mitzvah doesn't seem to. You can't say this answer. I mean, we said this answer. I'm just telling you, the Rav did not seem to go along with this answer. Probably because achilasan hi ha-mitzvah is mashma, that as long as it's involved in the mitzvah, that's enough. He compares them both together. They're both equal, more or less. They're both equal. He doesn't differentiate. So at any rate, what I wanted to do was to justify that pshat that the Rav gave based on something else. That's not because of the additional kiyum in the chefza. By the way, you can see carefully the way the Rambam is very careful in his lashon, because when he speaks about, you see, but it was manazeh ochel kizayis matzah. He doesn't say afilu kizayis, because by carbon pesach afilu kizayis, because it's a kiyum in the chefza. So that's what he means. If you eat more, it's also a greater kiyum, because the kiyum in so far as the chefza is concerned. By matzah, you can't say anything. There's no more further kiyum in matzah. Okay, but it just has to be an amaisa achila, an ein achila pchusim a kezayis, and therefore kezayis matzah, and that's it. But by carbon pesach, he's very careful with his lashon, bachrona ochel mipsar ha-pesach afilu kezayis. Why say afilu kezayis? He means that more would also be a kiyum. Would also be a kiyum, because it's also achilasan hi-ha-mitzvah. Okay, that is true. All right. Yeah, that's in line with what the Rav's observation in the very formulation of the mitzvah of matzah, whereby mitzvah of matzah he says the ochel mena kezayis, he says mesen talah matzah blel chamishas perek shishi, and he says by matzah he says umish ochel kezayis yatzadei chavaso. That's in Perek Vav Alach Aleph, in Chametz HaMatzah. In Korban Pesach, he says, V'im lo ochal ela kezayis. Because over he says, Mishachal kezayis, that's it. But by Korban Pesach, he's very careful, V'im lo ochal ela kezayis, is Yatzei, means that if you eat more, there's a kiyam. Okay, I'm just mentioning this Agav Orchal, but let's get back to the main question, okay? The main question is, I want to answer why the Rav said that Korban Pesach is Ikar. Even though it would seem it shouldn't be, because you have another mitzvah of Barav Tachla Matzah. So something else the Rav one time said years before, which was that he always thought when it says I'm going to live call Shalom another Pesach, that it meant you're not Yotze the mitzvah Sagada. That's the plain shot, because Sagada demands that you explain the mitzvah Salayla Pesach, Matzah, and Mar. Okay. But he said one time a balabas came over to him and said, no, that's not the shot. And he said, the pshat is that you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. You're not yotzei the mitzvah of Pesach. You're not yotzei the mitzvah of Mar, unless you explain it. So he thought it was a wild pshat, and he told the guy it was wrong. Guy came back with a Ramban that says that pshat. Actually, it's a Masha, I think, that quotes the Ramban, not Reb Sachem. This guy, I think, knew from learned the Masha. Masha quoted a Ramban.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
I think it's a Ramban of the Muhammad and Brachas.
Ramban and Muhammad and Brachas. But I think the Masha quotes it in Reb Sachem somewhere. But at any rate, yeah, right. It's in this. That's right. Ramban and Muhammad and Brachas. Okay. So at any rate. So the Rav said, oh, so he made a mistake. That there's another pshat. That the pshat is you're not yotzei the mitzvah itself. You're not yotzei matzah bishleimusa, in other words, unless you really explain what it is. All right? Yeah. So what I want to say is like this. That the way we explained yesterday, you see, what is the halacha over here? Over here, the halacha is this is the hilchos halayla, the mitzvah halayla, and the hilchos halayla is a unique kind of halachic system. That's what I want to say. It's a unique kind of halachic system. It's a halachic system of Talmud Torah in the framework of Vigarta Levencha, of Mesira Labanan. That's really the dimension of Talmud Torah that became incorporated into a whole system of mitzvah halayla. That's what I want to say like this. You'll never find in other places that explanations are a component of the mitzvah. There's a maisa mitzvah, a rigid halachic structure, logical structure, and that's the way mitzvahs work. Over here, you see a unique phenomenon. What's a unique phenomenon? That the explanation itself becomes a part of the very maisa ha-mitzvah itself. Okay? Becomes a part of the very maisa ha-mitzvah itself. Which means to say that on the night of Pesach, and I remember hearing many years ago, the Rav one time said, that these mitzvahs over here, the philosophy, you cannot do these mitzvahs without the philosophy. Which means to say the philosophy or the ideas of the mitzvahs in this unique situation of Igarta Levincha became incorporated in the very structure of the mitzvah. That's really, when you think about what the Ramban is saying, that's basically what he's saying. Ramban is saying that if you don't explain matzah, you're not Mekayim matzah. So what does it mean? It means the idea becomes a component of the very structure of the Maisa Achila. It's like a strange kind of a thing. But that's the way it is. These mitzvahs halayla are different than any other mitzvahs halayla. Any other mitzvahs, okay? The mitzvahs halayla over here is unique in terms of halachic structure. The idea itself becomes a part, a component, of the very maisa mitzvah, the very maisa mitzvah itself. Over here, the ideas are not tamei ha-mitzvos. They're not extraneous. They're not tamei ha-mitzvos. They're really components of the mitzvahs. They're intrinsic. They're part of the intrinsic structure of the mitzvah. It's the one time the Torah did something like that. Like tzitzis, it says, "Erisim says chatam is called mitzvahs arashan." Yeah, but if you don't look at tzitzis, you can't do tzitzis too. Mitzvah tzitzis, not contingent. That's tama mitzvah. That's the reason why God gave the mitzvah. Because people wear tzitzis, that's going to happen. Fine. But it's not incorporated in the structure of the mitzvah. But over here, the idea itself became incorporated as a part, as a component of the mitzvah itself. If you translate the Ramban into halachic terms, that's exactly what he's saying. Kol shelo omar shlosha dvar me'ela b'pesach le'yotz l'idei chavasa. It's a new concept, a different kind of halachic structure. You see? Okay? Yep. The other pshat is Rabbi Gamliel Omer Koshel Omer Shlosh Vam Pesach Leitzeicha Vasa. He wasn't Yotzei Gata Levincha unless he explains to him the mitzvahs. That's that way. But the Ramban is saying just the opposite, that the Ma'is Achilas Matzah is not you're not Mekayim Bishlemus. Of course, you're not Mekayim unless you explain it. That's the reverse. So now, so it means like this. So what does it mean? So it means like this. It means that the idea. That you have to understand the ideas behind these mitzvahs. Okay? And if you don't understand the ideas of the mitzvahs, this is not philosophy. But the ideas of the mitzvahs are really an integral part of the mitzvah itself. Now what we said was like this. We answered the Rambam, why the Rambam says matzah Hashem shenigalu, and then that's in Perek Zayin. And Perek Ches, he says matzah Hashem shirel yofas abatzik shayisim esayimugus matzah kolachomes. Okay? So he says, oh yes, that in Perek Zion, he's telling you what, and that's Reb Chaim said both. Because in Perek Zayin he's telling you generically what exactly is matzah. What does matzah represent? Matzah represents geula. Okay, matzah represents geula. We explain that the Korban Pesach is not geula. The Korban Pesach is on the contrary. It was really chiyav nisa. Chiyav nisa. Al shem she pasach hashbrach al bote avasem shem v'nog po es mitzrayim es botenu hitzel. It was hatzala. It was hatzala from magefa, from the mashkish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the land of Mitzrayim. So it's hatzala. It's a totally different idea. It's not gula, it's hatzala basically. If you had to write the Rambam, the Rambam Perek Zayin would have said Korban Pesach it's not gula, it's hatzala. So the reason is because we explained that gula is simply a process where you free, where the person is freed from an enslavement of the emotions, in order that these energies should be invested, should be able to be invested in the proper area. But gula itself is not enough. That's why you have to have Pesach. Pesach is really the whole methodology and the whole purpose of the gula is mishku kulachem tzon, mishku deichem avarazor kulachem tzon shel mitzvah. It means the investment in mitzvah is what was matzil klal Yisrael. Correct? So now you could understand why the halacha is. You see, now you can answer the questions on the Rambam. First of all, why does the Rambam say shachilos niyam mitzvah? I would ask the question this way: by Korban Pesach, I can understand achilos niyam mitzvah because it's a chafetz, because it's a kiyum achila in Korban Pesach. But by matzah, what good is matzah after you yetzer kzayis already? Well, there's nothing. It doesn't make any sense, right? So you're going to tell me because it's something that's involved in a it was something that's involved in the mitzvah. That's like a symbolic kind of thing. I mean, that's the way halacha doesn't work that way. But the answer is that over here on Leil HaPesach, the halacha is the idea. The chiyuv is that the idea must be expressed, must be conveyed through a maisa mitzvah. So therefore, in terms of the idea, it doesn't matter really whether it's Korban Pesach, with a halachic, there's a halachic kiyum, or whether it's matzah. Even though matzah, there's no halachic kiyum after achilas kezayis, but the fact is, it's an object which is involved in a cheftah shel mitzvah, and therefore it conveys the idea that the Gemara Suda, this Suda is not a Suda shel teyavon, it's not a Suda of taiva, it's a Suda which is tied, the Suda Salila that we have has to be a Suda which is in line with the Suda had Mitzrayim, which means to say it's a Suda where your energies are invested in mitzvahs, not in Taivas Achila. So the Gemara Suda must reflect that concept. So how does it reflect that concept? Through using an object which is involved in a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. You see, it's not, that's why Matzah and Pesach are really equal in that respect. But there is one thing. In terms of ideas, Pesach is superior, because matzah is really geula. But Pesach is the whole objective of geula. That's mishchu klo. It means invest your energies in mitzvah. In the maisa ha-mitzvah of achilas korban Pesach, with all its ramifications, with the zrikas adam, and with all the halachas of the korban Pesach. Okay? So really, what is the whole purpose of the geula is found in Pesach. That's why Pesach has priority. So that's, since the ideas in this situation are a component of the mitzvah itself, that's why the Rav was right when the Rav said that Pesach is Iker. Because in terms of ideas, Pesach is Iker. And since over here the mitzvahs halayla are structured not just as halachic activities, but the idea becomes a part of the very halachic structure, the idea itself becomes a part of the halachic structure, so therefore, Pesach is superior. And that's why Bezman Abayis, he's Gomer Sudoso with the Pesach. If he's Gomer Sudoso with the Matzah Bezman Abayis, it wouldn't be correct, because you have Pesach in front of you. That's the objective of everything, is Pesach, you see. So it would be improper to do that. You have to use, if you want to demonstrate what the whole objective of Yahadus is, the objective of Yahadus is expressed most clearly with Korban Pesach. You don't have Pesach, okay? So you use matzah. You see. But over, and that's the halacha of Ein Maftir Nacha Pesach Afikam. That's the whole strange halacha. Why is Ein Maftir Nacha Pesach Afikam? What kind of halacha is that? The halacha is it's a drabbanan, but the halacha of drabbanan follows the framework of the deraisa. That just like midaraisa, what did the Torah do? The Torah took the idea and made it a component of a maisa mitzvah. So the Chacham did the same thing. The Chacham took the halacha of the Suda, and they incorporated, they structured halacha that it should be, that the idea of the Suda should be incorporated in the Achilas HaSuda. And that's why they said, Ein Maftir Nacha Pesach Afikaman. That's why they had the right to do such a thing. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, that's why it is a strange halacha, Ein Maftir Nacha Pesach Afikaman, from a logical halachist standpoint. It's funny. I mean, we don't have, our halachas are very rigid and doesn't, it just sounds like a symbolic kind of thing. But the halacha, but it's not true. It's basically modeled after the deraisa, where the deraisa actually took the idea and incorporated it into the chafetz shel mitzvah. So the chacham took the suda and they created a maisa mitzvah, which clearly is associated to the idea that the whole achilas alayla is all this is mitzvah. It had to be tied to mitzvah. Okay? So that's why Pesach is superior. And the only question is, the Rav said, if you just remember his words, what he said was the reason why Pesach is superior is because of the fact that that the matzah and mar is a keem in the Pesach. Right? But the question was, but Erev Tochel Matzos is also a separate mitzvah. But now we could understand that as well. Why is it really? We should ask another question. Why is it? We have a right to ask a question over here of why it's so, because this is not Mar Nevuchim. This is halacha. Why is it that matzah appears as an independent mitzvah under one pasuk, Barav Tochlu Matzos, and under another pasuk, Al Matzah Ram Yachluhu, it appears not as a separate mitzvah, but as a keem in the Korban Pesach? Why should it? Isn't that strange? It's an odd phenomenon that it happens that way? The answer is very simple. The answer is like this. The answer is Maror basically could never appear as a separate mitzvah, because Maror is Avdus. Okay, so that's just contrast. So that has to be part of Korban Pesach. You can't have Cheres unless you have Avdus. You must have a Matzah. You must have Maror. But Matzah stands on its own, because Geula is something. Geula is where the person is free, his emotions are free to be expressed and to be used in the highest fashion, through Maaseh Hashem, so that's through the Ashgacha. So Geula demands representation in a mitzvah. That's Barav Tech L'Matzos. But at the same time, Geula alone, if the Torah only had the pasuk of Barav Tech L'Matzos and didn't have a matzah merim yichlu, it would be lacking, because the matzah has to reappear again as a kiyum in the Pesach, because the Pesach is the whole objective of the Geula, which is the involvement in mitzvah. So that's why it is really. It's not just accidentally, you see, but it had to be structured that way, that Bo'er of Tochlo Matzos is a separate, it's done very well. Why? Because, you see, Al Matzim Ram Yechlu wasn't Pesach Mitzrayim. It wasn't Pesach Mitzrayim. But the Aloha of Bo'er of Tochlo Matzos was after the Gula. But it has to, in other words, I guess, the matzah has to appear on two different levels. It's a chefta shel mitzvah per se, but then also it has to be a kiyum. It has to be a kiyum in the Korban Pesach. Now the question, of course, is how do they have? Why do you have a matzah wrong? So the question is like this: that Barav Tochlu Matzos is like this. Barav Tochlu Matzos was later. Because you can't have Barav Tochlu Matzos in Mitzrayim as a part of the Gula. There was no Gula yet. Okay? There's no Gula yet. As a matter of fact, according to Blas Ben Zaya, it was before Chatzos, and the Gula was at Chatzos. You see? The Gula was at Chatzos. So Barav Tochlu Matzos can only be after the event. It's a strange thing that they were eating matzah. That's another strange thing. Why were they eating matzah Leil Pesach and Mitzrayim when matzah is the gula? The gula didn't even take place yet. You see? The gula didn't even take place yet. So what's the answer? What's the answer to that? The answer to that is based on what we said in what we said in Shir on the Mishnah of Ma Bein Pesach Matran and Pesach Daras. And that the principle that we laid down there was that the Pesach Mitzrayim, it was a model for the Pesach Doros. In other words, you couldn't have Pesach Doros. It's not like other mitzvahs. Other kabbanis, you could have kabbanis after this korban lach melisha, after the matan Torah. But over here, the korban Pesach for Doros was a repetition of the korban Pesach HaMitzrayim. But there were changes. Instead of zrika on the mashkov, zrika's on the mizbeach. Okay? Instead of taking the tleh from the halacha of lekicha ba'osar, that's a separate that's halacha from Migdash. In other words, the halachas that later became halachas of Migdash at that time had to, were incorporated into the bias. Okay? So it was modeled after Pesach Mitzrayim. So that's why they had to eat matzahs, al matzah merom yachluhu, on the first night. Because then there couldn't have been a Pesach Doros that would be like Pesach Mitzrayim. So it's really perfect that al matzah and mor yachluhu, the kiyum of matzah and mor and Pesach had to take place on the first night. Why? Why were they eating matzah? It's another question. Why didn't you matzah? They didn't go out yet. So why is it al matzah and mor yachluhu? The answer is because the korban Pesach had to be established then, which would be the korban Pesach of the Doros. So insofar as the kiyum Pesach is concerned, you had to have the matzahs. Do you follow what I'm saying?
It wouldn't be the same
king Pesach. So God knew that they're going to be Nigal eventually. And right, it's going to be Nigal. So actually, was that night? Yeah. So God knew they're going to be Nigal. So therefore, in this way, he formulated the first mitzvah Pesach Halayla, he had to incorporate matzah, because otherwise the Pesach Doros would be lacking. Because the Pesach Doros had to be the same thing as Pesach Mitzrayim. That is another strange thing. In other words, why is matzah there? What are you eating matzah? It didn't go out yet. And matzah is because of the gula. So what are you eating matzah together with carbon Pesach, matzah, merech, lu? It's before the event. But the answer is because the Pesach had to be structured at that time. So therefore, if you didn't have a matzah, merech, lu, on the first carbon Pesach, you can never have it anymore. You see? So therefore, the matzahs of the first night, the key in the matzah, which is the key in Pesach, had to be there. But why was matzah kiyum in Pesach? Because the idea of geula, while it stands alone, has a right to stand alone and from Be'er of Techla Matzahs, it also must be incorporated as subordinated to Pesach, because Pesach is the ultimate objective of the geula. Okay, the ultimate objective of the geula, which is mitzvah, which is involvement and investment in mitzvah. So therefore, the mitzvah of matzah has to appear under two different frameworks. It explains that phenomenon too. So that's why the Rav was right when the Rav said that the ikur mitzvah salayla is Pesach. The ikur mitzvah salayla is Pesach. How can you say the ikur mitzvah salayla is Pesach? It contradicts the whole methodology of learning. What do you mean ikur mitzvah? You can't say ikur. I mean, it sounds like drush. You know what do you mean ikur? But the Be'er Techla Matzah is also mitzvah say. I can say one mitzvah say superior to another mitzvah say. That's not in line with the derech of limud. So the answer is that would be true kol hashana kula in shi'ar mitzvahs. But in mitzvahs halayla, where the idea is a component of the mitzvah. So, or certainly, even according to the Rambam, where the mitzvah is involved in the world of ideas through Vigarat Levincha, so over there, you see, either way you explain it, the ideas are definitely either it's a mitzvah sipur, or it's a structure. I'm using Ramban as even stronger, but since the ideas are a component of the very structure of the mitzvah according to the Ramban. The ideas of the Laila are not philosophy according to anybody. That's what I'm going to leave. If you don't explain the ideas, then you're not Milayas Dechavasa. So therefore, Pesach, the idea of Pesach takes priority over all other ideas. When you study the structure of how the mitzvah was created, that Baruch Tech Lamatzis is Gula, but it also has to be a keem in the carbon Pesach. Okay, so basically that was the answer we have for the kasha on the Rav. Why the Rav said the Iker mitzvah is Karban Pesach and not Be'er Tech L'Matzah, because Mancha Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim. When you have the opportunity to demonstrate the ultimate objective, so it is not proper to use matzah. You can't use matzah. That would be wrong. In the presence of the opportunity of the ultimate objective to go to a lower scale, would not be a manifestation of the true idea. It would not be a correct representation. Okay. Yeah, in the last halacha, Vilchos Korban Pesach, the reason why the Rambam mentions Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Sheni and Pesach Rishon over there is to show you that it's all one entity, one halachic entity, one structure. That's correct. Daddy's right. That's when being mevatel matzah, you just mevatel mitzvah, but being mevatel Korban Pesach is chiv karas. That's correct. That's correct. Yeah, that's right. That's very good. That's why mevatel Korban Pesach is chiv karas. Because that means you mevatel the whole objective of the gula. But if you mevatel matzah, okay, you miss the mitzvah sevi, not chayav karas. You don't even get malchus. Yeah, that's correct. That's very good. Yeah, you see clearly that Pesach is the amilu, the only two mitzvah sevi, chayav karas, if you mevatel them.
Don't we shchita that?
Yeah, it's correct. That's correct. That's correct. It's a shchitas of Pesach. He's right. It's not a chilas Pesach, shchitas of Pesach. He's right. Yeah, but it still doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's still, yeah, because it's halacha in the carbon, and achila is not makiv in the carbon.
Right.
Yeah. No, he's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Barav techel matzah isn't bo. It's in Shmos Yud Beis, but he's right. It's after shmartem as a matzah skibetz mayom azel tzeisias sivosechem me'eretz Mitzrayim u'shmartem as a yom azel adorosechem chukas olam barishim abos yom lachodesh barav techel matzah. So it's after the gula. So Barav Techel Matzis, even though it's in Bo, but it means the Machayev is the Gula itself, after. Yeah, from Yud Dalar, I was talking about Dara Sechem. That's right. That's correct. So that's the Dara Sechem. But the reason why they ate Matzis with the Korban Pesach, on Matzim Rorim, that was in order to establish the model of the Korban Pesach. Okay, the entity, the Heftzah Shal Mitzvah, Korban Pesach, with Doros. So it had to have Matzim. Yeah, there's no question that Geula, one of the reasons why Geula is a mitzvah of Nas Musa is because Geula is tied to Shevach. Geula is a separate Machayev and Shevach. You see, the Gemara says, Rav Nachman said, Dor Avde, what did he say? He says, Rabba the Muppet Avde Lecher is my boy Lamemalei. He says, Boiler Dula Lashvuchi. So, Geula is Machayev and Shevach Vador. That's the Gemara in the Kuf Tezayin, that the Rashbam there. That Kenas Alonu, Akarish Baruch Hu. And that's Kufta Zayin Amrach. As Gemara says, Lach Yisro Shas Ben Yisro Lamavon Mi Gama Gado Vegomer Hagado BeShevach VaOdor Kloma Kenas Lona Kosh Baruch Shina Avon Vatzun Mitzvah Misham. That's Kufta Zayin Amrach. Last line. So Geula is Machayev. Geula is something b'fnei Atzmusa. It's also Machayev and Shevach VaOdor b'fnei Atzmusa. That's correct. So that's why Geula is a separate mitzvah. It has to be represented independently. It's simply for Geula. For Geula, because Geula is Machayev and Shevach Vador. Okay, Geula is Machayev and Shevach Vador. But the objective of everything is Pesach.
That's why Halal is by the Pesach.
And the Shira is by Pesach. By Shchitas of Pesach and by Achilas of Pesach. Right. Right, because that's really the ultimate objective. But Shira is also on Geula as well. She was also on Google as well. Yeah. That's a good question. The question they're asking is, why does the Rambam have to say in Halacha Vav, Perek Vav Halacha Yirav, Midivrei Sofrim, Shem Aftir Nacham Matzah Klum. And he goes on, Philip Kloyes Vagozim Vakayotzaman, Elav Pishacham Matzah Vachal Lachara Machal Sacheres Paris Gizman, Achoz Vachal Zayas Matzah Bachrona. Let's see, why didn't he rely on what he said in Perek Zion? I'm sorry, not in Perek Ches. So, of course, you could say, in Perek Ches, he's just giving Seder Advarim, and over here he wants to tell you what the halacha is. But the question is, when it came to Korban Pesach, he didn't say it. He didn't say it by Korban Pesach. Why didn't he say it by Enochos Korban Pesach? Yeah. See, I would say that the Ram was like, the Ram was bothered with something. What does it mean, Em Aftir Acham Matzah Klum? But it should be, how do you formulate that halacha? How do you frame such halacha? And what is he saying? It should be after matzah's mitzvah. That's what it should be, correct? I mean, how do you formulate such halacha? I mean, after, with achilas ha-pesach, you have no problem formulating it. Because with achilas ha-pesach, the achil itself is a kiyum. But with matzah, you're going to have a problem. Because with matzah, the achila itself, after you eat the kazayas, is just an optional achila. You might as well be eating vegetables. It doesn't make any difference. Right? There's no significance.
You had to render it to my mitzvah.
So how do you render that? How do you structure such a thing halachically? So that was what was bothering the Rambam, and that's why the Rambam put this one halacha to answer that question. And Perek Vav Halacha Yud Aleph, Midivrei Sofrim Shein Maftir Nachamatzah Klum. And that's a strange also goes. I feel Klois VeGozen. Okay, what does it give examples for? It's a funny kind of Rambam. I feel Klois VeGozen. You know, he's giving you a menu. I mean, you know, you can figure out your own anything, right? What he means is like this. What the Rambam means is the halacha is structured as follows. That there's an iser to create a dessert for the matzah. That's the iser. In other words, you're not permitted to create a dessert for the matzah. That's the halacha. That's why he says, v'afilu klayas v'gozer. He means that you might think that's not really an important thing. So maybe that would be mutter to have klayas v'gozer as a dessert. So the Rambam says, and that's why the Rambam says, chozer v'ocho b'achrona kezayas. What does the achilas kezayas do at the end, eating the kezayas matzah? It's not matzah mitzvah. What does it do actually? What it does is it takes away the shem of dessert from anything that came before. So matzah never has a dessert. In other words, that's why the Rambam doesn't bother carbon pills. Carbon pills are very simple. Because that's it. It's the Achilles kim. But by matzah, they had to have a special formulation in order to be able to have that bachrona bachrona shehei tam ha matzah befiv shachilasani ha mitzvah is the tam adover. It's the tam adover, but you still, that's the tam adover, and over here the tam adover is actually more than just philosophy. That's part of mitzvah salayla, the ideas. So they had to formulate that way. But the question is, halachically, how do you do it? You have a problem. What is the halachic? That's the halachic structure. So what is the halachic structure if matzah's mitzvah is the, if you said a maftinach matzah's mitzvah, fine. But anything, how is it going to help you tidek zayis mitzvah bachrona, matzah bachrona? How is it going to help you? Okay? So the answer is in the formula is that matzah cannot have a dessert. So that's why even a small dessert, even classic guys may say, okay, that's a little dessert. Not anything that you eat is going to be dessert. So how do you get rid of the problem? When you eat a kezayis matzah bachrona, now it comes out, you wiped out the dessert. There was no dessert. Or it's where did the Ram get the salocha of Zichron Rachamoni? It's mentioned in Perek Hay in Halacha Chaf, and in Perek Vav in Halacha Hay. Okay? So the... So apparently what the Rambam held was, because the Rambam held that the loch is that the loch of lechemoni is loch in the derech achila, in the ma'is achila, and the ma'is achila is a loch in sipur and mitzvah salayla. It's a loch in sipur and mitzvah salayla. So therefore, what he held was fits in line with what we're saying. Actually, it's not just it's a loch in sipur. The halacha of lechemoni is a kiyum and sipur, which means the gavra must appear, he must do it kederach ani. Okay, kederach ani. So therefore, if we'll eat matzah shira in the same suit, it'll be a tarti to sasri to the agada. Because there you see again, I mean, that the idea itself is actually, it's different than other mitzvahs. The idea itself is incorporated as a component. The idea itself must be expressed. So therefore, ma darko shel ani beprusa is halach in maisa, that you have to eat the matzah, but it's a kim and agada, and therefore, if you eat matzah shira, it'll be a tarti to sasri to the ma darko shel ani, it'll be a tarti to sasri to the sipa. That's what the Rambam held. That's what the Rambam means. Ein loshin oso b'yayinu v'shemen, mishum lachamoni k'moshu b'yayinu. That means, in general, because we attack the sasri, to what? To the whole kiyom of madaka shaloni. But v'im losh v'ochal yotzidech avosa, he means v'im losh v'ochal l'shem matzah. Okay, and generally not supposed to have it that night altogether. So, that, but v'mlosh v'ochal means l'shem achilas matzah is lo yotzei dechavasa. In other words, if lechem only was just a simply a technical halacha, then in a chanami, there wouldn't be a tater sasri if you ate matzah shir also. But since it's a halacha of demonstration of ani, of being an ani, so therefore eating matzah shir is a tater sasri, be a tater sasri to the kiyum of sipur. In other words, the halacha of the point of the Rambam, the halacha of Madaka Shaloni is a halacha in sipur. The halacha in sipur, v'gadol levincha, so if you have matzah shir, be a tater sasri. Yeah, that's right. Then he's saying, no, it's according to the Baal HaTosfos, it's just halacha in the cheftza. So the cheftza, so that's what's okay to eat matzah shir. No problem. It's very good. Fits in l'shitasam. So ma darka shel oni, according to the Rambam, is the same thing. It's called shlo omar shlo shel dvar mele v'pesach. That it's a kiyum sipur through derech anias. So that's why you can't eat matzah shir. It's the only one of Tzadi Vavaman Aleph, which is Ma ben Pesach Mitzrayim lePesach Doros. Pesach Mitzrayim mekhom yibosor v'ton hazor v'gudas ezor v'alamashkof v'ashtei ha-mezuzos v'nechal b'chipozon b'layla echod v'pesach Doros noya kol shiva. Okay. So, we explained the last part of the Mishnah, Pesach Doros noya kol shiva, right? All right, okay. All right, so we start off the Mishnah with the last part. The last part of the Mishnah says, v'nechal b'chipozim b'layla echad Pesach Doros noy kol shiva. Okay, so Pesach Mitzrayim was layla echad and Pesach Doros noy kol shiva. So the question is, what exactly does the Mishnah mean? Pesach Mitzrayim is layla echad and Pesach Doros is noy kol shiva. So the Gemara says, amai koi I lema Pesach, Pesach kol shiva miyika ela chametz, mekwal de Pesach Mitzrayim layla echad v'sulo. Vatayin Rabbi Yisak Lili yom v'nayin le Pesach Mitzrayim she'in chimutzi noy gali yom echad tam alam lo yei ochal chametz v'samach lo yom atem yotzim. Alorikam, a laila echad. Vahu adin the Pesach Doros, the chimutzo kol ayom, the Pesach Doros, noe kol shiva. A laila echad, vahu adin the Pesach Doros. Means, laila echad means with regard to the carbon Pesach itself. The chimutzo kol ayom, but the chimutz of Pesach Mitzrayim is one day. Pesach Doros, noe kol shiva. Okay. So, of course, the question is, I mean, Lashna Mishnah, because Lashna Mishnah, plain Lashna Mishnah is Pesach Doros, noe kol shiva, as we got the Pesach. So what we said is like this. So we said that and actually according to the Gemara's Maskana, when it says Pesach Doros Noy Kol Shiva, so what does it mean? It means the Chametz. The Yisach Chametz is Noy Kol Shiva. Okay? The Yisach Chametz is Noy Kol Shiva. So what we said was like this. We said that really it shows that the Yisach Chametz really comes from Tupsuk. Okay? From two psukim. One is a chometz comes from bo. Shiva siyam soli yamotz vatechem. Ki kolach machmetzes and nechsa nefshim yadasho by gerbez vacharetz. Kol machmetzes lo zachela. So one is a chometz is an intrinsic is a chometz. That comes from Parshas bo. But there's another is a chometz that comes from Parshas re'e. And that's an is a chometz which is based on the fact that chometz is a tartar sasri with what? With karban pesach. Okay, it's a tie to the sasri with carbon pesach, because the pasuk says in Re'ei Shemoras Chodesh Aviv, Va'asisa Pesach L'Hashem Lekecha, V'zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Lekecha Tzon Avoka, V'amakam Shiva L'Hashem L'Shakin Shemosham, Lo Sochal Olav Chometz Shivas Yomim Tochal Olav Matzas Lechemani. So what does the pasuk say? So the pasuk says that if you eat chometz for Shivas Yomim after Achilas Pesach, in other words, those Shivas Yomim, so it's a tie to the sasri with the Akrovas HaKorban. Okay, that's a pasuk basically. So olav chametz shivas yom tochal olav. What's olav means on the korban pesach. So one machayev of the yisach chametz is the machayev in parshas bo called machmetz losachelo. The other machayev for the yisach chametz is a machayev which is based upon the korban pesach. It's supposed to be a tie to the sasri with the korban pesach. Okay, lo sochal olav chametz. And therefore, that's why the Gemara says that Pesach Mitzrayim is no Yom Echad, which means to say the Issa Chometz, which is a tartar de sasri to the carbon Pesach, is really no only one day. But Pesach Doros is no Kol Shiva. The tartar de sasri with the Issa Chometz is really no Kol Shiva. That's the Mishnah actually. That's the Mishnah. Okay. So it comes out that the Isser Chometz comes under two headings. An intrinsic Isser Kol Machmetz Tzasachelo and an Isser of what? A Tzasir Karban Pesach. But we asked the question. The question was, how could you have a Tzasir Karban Pesach if the Dizrika, that's it, basically. If the Dizrika, you can't be mafsid the carbon after the Dizrika. Okay, the whole institution of Pigel is based on that idea. All right? So how could you? What do you mean? It's a tarte de sasri if I eat chametz on Pesach to the carbon Pesach, right? It's too late. It's after the zriki. You can't affect the carbon. But the answer is because by carbon there's a loch of havah, separate loch of havah. Because you see the loch of lina, for instance, lina when a person brings a carbon. So lina means it's a loch and it's a kim and havah so carbon. The gavra is a kim and the gavra hamevi. The gavra it's a mevi carbon. So that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Pasuk says. Lo sochal olav chometz, shiva sayam tochal olav matzos. It means to say that if the gavra will be an ochal chometz within the shiva sayamim after the korban pesach, his kiyum as a gavra of a mevi hakorban will be compromised. Okay? That's basically what the Pasuk says. Okay? All right, now there's one point we addressed here in the Gemara. So one point we addressed in the Gemara, and the Gemara says that there's a couple of halachas here. One halacha is mekho mi ba'osar. So mekho mi ba'osar is really in Pesach Mitzrayim. But then there's another halacha of bikur dalad yomim. They have to mevaka the carbon to dalad yomim. So bikur dalad yomim means that the bikur dalad yomim. We did so. So the Gemara says that Ahulu Muti Pesach. So the Gemara says, how do you know that Yimamayit? It says Bikur Dalad Yomim is Yimamayit. See, there's two pesukim. One pasuk Gemara keeps on quoting again and again. Vavadatos Vorozos Pachodesh Hazeh. That's one pasuk. And then there are Miyutim. Okay, so Vavadatos Vorozos Pachodesh Hazeh is really a locha. That carbon Pesach is different than Shor Kabanos because it has its source in Pesach Mitzrayim. It's a replica of Pesach Mitzrayim. When the Torah gave Pesach Ledoros, it was based upon Pesach Mitzrayim. If there were no Pesach Mitzrayim, there wouldn't be any Pesach Ledoros. So the Pesach Ledoros is always a replica of Pesach Mitzrayim. Okay? So the Gemara says that there's an exclusion for Bikur. So the Gemara says, where does this exclusion for Bikur go? Does it go from Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Doros? Or does it? Because we know Pesach Doros have Bikur according to the Gemara. So Gemara says no, it's excluding Pesach Sheni because you have three Pesachim really. You have Pesach Mitzrayim, Pesach Doros, Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says, why do I say it's excluding Pesach Sheni? Because it says because Pesach Sheni is only Yom Echad also, just like Pesach Mitzrayim. Even though Pesach Sheni really there's no Issur Chametz at all. There's no Yom Echad of Issur Chametz. The halacha is because the Mishnah says before, Ma bein Pesach harishin l'sheni, harishin as a badira badi matzeh, v'asheni chometz matzeh ima babayis. Okay, harishin tohan halabachi lasa, sheni tohan halabachi lasa. Okay, so of course, so the halacha is that Pesach sheni there is no esach chometz. So what does Gemara mean by it's yom echad? So we explain that it means it's Yom Echad based on the Tesis in the beginning of Makom Shenogu that the halach is when a person is maybe a carbon it's a Yom Tif Yom Echad for him. So Yom Echad means it's a Yom Tif for him. Okay, because basically Tesis says in the beginning of Makom Shenogu that what? Tesis says in the beginning of Makom Shenogu that he says whenever you bring a carbon you're also a malacha. As a matter of fact, that's the question. He says but Pesach he says mafarshas mishum the royal lachem mishachas al Pesach and yachal akriv alachatzos kenachlam bein abayim uparchem kain carbon tamet shehula kol yisrael v'karv b'chol yom yei b'chol yom asum malacha u'mishana shantam shatoy yitzim haklal t'chsiv asafto genecha. So Taisvah says that basically, really, according to Halacha, that what? According to Halacha is whenever a person is a Mevi Karban, so it's a Yomtif, correct? So the question is like this, the question is, every day, really, everybody's a Makrif Karban, because you have the Maimados and the Makrif Tmidim. So Taisvah says, no, because he says, there's Vosafta de Ganecha. Vosafta de Ganecha is a Matir from Halacha. So it comes out that it really from Malacha comes out that Malacha is that really Malacha is also b'chol yom. So for a Jew every day is yom because he's a balagarm. But vasafta the ganecha is a matir. That's what taste. That's what taste close to sham. Okay. But what we wanted to bring out is that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says in Naftzari Vav Aman Aleph that the Gemara means the Gemara says Tzari Vav Aman Aleph. The Gemara says that it's only yom echad. That Pesach Sheni is only yom echad. Where's the yom echad? The yom echad is the fact that it's a yomta for him. That's the yom echad. So in Pesach Mitzrayim it's a yomta, and Pesach Sheni it's a yomta. In Pesach Mitzrayim it's a yomta, but the tarta de sasri of chametz is a tarta de sasri to the carbon Pesach. But in Pesach Sheni it's not a tarta de sasri because the Mishnah says that Pesach Sheni vasheni chametz and matzah imo babayis. Okay, so you understand? But it's still considered Yom Echad because it's Yom Echad insofar as it's a Yom Tefah. Okay. So the only question is, and this is what David Warshaw's father asked me, so the question, of course, is, why should it be, really, that Pesach Sheni Chometz Amatzah Imo Babayis? And that's a good question. That's a good question. Why should it really be that Pesach Sheni Chometz Amatzah?